Welcome to Beta Finch, your AI-powered earnings breakdown. I'm Alex.
And I'm Jordan. Today, we're diving into Southern Company's first quarter 2026 earnings call. And wow, this utility is absolutely crushing it in the data center boom.
Before we jump in, I need to mention that this podcast is AI-generated content for educational and entertainment purposes only. Nothing we discuss should be considered investment advice. Always do your own research and consult a qualified financial advisor before making any investment decisions.
Absolutely. So, Alex, let's start with the numbers because they're pretty impressive.
They really are. Southern posted adjusted earnings per share of $1.32 for first quarter, which was $0.09 higher than last year, and beat their own estimate by $0.12. That's solid execution right there.
What's driving this outperformance? Because utilities aren't exactly known for big earnings surprises.
Here's where it gets interesting. It's all about load growth. Their weather-normal retail electricity sales jumped 2.3% year-over-year, which CEO Chris Womack called the highest total retail sales growth that we have seen in the first quarter in recent history. But the real story is in the commercial segment.
Right. Commercial sales were up 4.5% when adjusted for weather. And get this, data center usage alone was up 42% year-over-year. That's not a typo, folks. 42%.
And they added 46,000 new residential customers to their system. The Southeast continues to be this massive economic magnet. In first quarter alone, they announced over $7 billion in capital investment and nearly 4,000 permanent jobs coming to their region.
The scale of what Southern is dealing with on the large load front is just staggering. They now have 11 gigawatts of fully contracted large load agreements. That's enough to power roughly 8 million homes. And in just the last 2 months, they signed contracts for another 1.9 gigawatts with hyperscalers.
But here's what I love about their approach. These aren't your typical utility contracts. Every single large load customer has to cover their full share of costs to serve them. There are minimum bills, collateral requirements, cancellation fees. Southern isn't taking any risks here.
Smart structure. And the pipeline is enormous. They're talking about over 75 gigawatts in their prospective pipeline, with 12 gigawatts in late-stage discussions through the mid-2030s. Half of that 12 gigawatts is expected to be finalized with executed contracts in the near term.
To put that in perspective, Jordan, Southern's entire current generating capacity is around 50 gigawatts. We're potentially talking about doubling their system over the next decade.
Which brings us to the infrastructure challenge. Georgia Power just launched an RFP, that's Request for Proposals, for 2 to 6 gigawatts of new dispatchable generation, including thermal, battery storage, and renewables, all coming online in 2032 to 2033.
And they're not just planning, they're already building. They've got 10 gigawatts of new generation resources under development right now. Georgia Power just brought two new battery storage systems online, totaling nearly 200 megawatts of capacity.
The financial implications are massive, too. CFO David Poroch mentioned that if they get selected for company-owned resources in these RFPs, we could be looking at about $2 billion of incremental capital expenditure per gigawatt. That's serious money.
Speaking of money, they just secured something pretty remarkable: $26.5 billion in loan agreements with the Department of Energy. This is historic, low-cost financing that's projected to save customers $7 billion over the 30-year term.
That's huge for their capital structure. It reduces their reliance on capital markets and helps maintain those customer rate freezes they've committed to: no base rate increases in Alabama until 2029 and Georgia until 2028.
There was a great moment in the Q&A where an analyst asked about new nuclear development. There's been talk about utilities and hyperscalers forming consortiums to build new AP1000 reactors, potentially with some government backing.
Womack's response was interesting. He's clearly excited about the administration's support for new nuclear and thinks it'll be important for meeting growing demand. But he was very clear: Southern isn't ready to commit to building a new unit themselves.
Smart positioning. They learned a lot from building Vogtle Units 3 and 4, both the challenges and the expertise. They'll share that knowledge, but aren't jumping into new nuclear construction themselves.
The dividend story here is pretty compelling, too. They just announced their 25th consecutive annual dividend increase, raising the annual rate to $3.04 per share. That's 79 consecutive years of maintaining or increasing their dividend dating back to 1948.
In this era of dividend cuts and suspensions, that track record is golden for income investors.
One thing that struck me was the confidence level. When asked about whether they're ahead of plan on load growth, Womack said they're in line and focused on getting to the top of the range of their guidance. No sandbagging here.
And their guidance philosophy is interesting. They're maintaining that 7%-8% earnings growth target, but these large load contracts and additional capital opportunities could extend the duration of that growth trajectory rather than accelerate it.
So what does this all mean for investors? Southern is essentially becoming the pick-and-shovel play for the AI and data center boom, but in the most regulated, predictable way possible.
Exactly. They're not taking merchant risk or speculating on power prices. Every megawatt of new demand comes with a creditworthy counterparty willing to pay full cost of service rates with minimum bill guarantees.
The risk-reward profile is pretty attractive. You get exposure to this massive secular growth trend, but wrapped in a regulated utility structure with dividend growth and rate base expansion.
Though investors should watch the execution risk on all this construction. Supply chains are tight, labor markets are constrained, and building 10-plus gigawatts of new generation is no small feat.
True, but Southern has advantages. They're coming off the Vogtle nuclear construction project where they had 10,000 workers on site at peak. They've got established relationships with turbine suppliers and labor organizations.
The scale definitely helps in this environment. When everyone's scrambling for turbines and transformers, being one of the largest buyers in the country gets you to the front of the line.
Before we wrap up, everything discussed here is AI-generated analysis for educational purposes. Past performance doesn't guarantee future results. Please do your own due diligence.
Southern Company is essentially betting big on the electrification of the American economy, but they're doing it in the most utility-like way possible, regulated, predictable, and customer-backed. For investors looking for exposure to the data center boom without the volatility of tech stocks, this could be exactly what they're looking for.
That's a wrap on today's Beta Finch Breakdown. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.
Stay curious, stay invested, and remember, the best investment strategy is the one you actually stick with. That's all for today's earnings analysis. If you found this helpful, consider supporting Beta Finch on Patreon. Your support helps us upgrade our voices, cover more companies, and keep this show running. Visit patreon.com/betafinch to learn more. Thanks for listening.